Good afternoon, everyone. In just a second when I get organized here. And without my eyes. I'd like to have everybody relax for just a minute. Close your eyes, please. As I read something to you, I would like to have you try to imagine in your mind's eye the picture you are seeing as I read to you. The angel speaking with me had a gold measuring rod with which to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out in a square, its length equal to its width. With his rod, he measured the city at 1,500 miles with length, width, and height, the same. He measured its wall at 216 feet thick by human standards of measurement, which the angel was using. The wall was made of diamond and the city of pure gold, resembling pure glass. The foundations of the city were decorated with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation stone was diamond, and so on and so on. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. With each gate made of a single pearl, the city's main street was pure gold, transparent as glass. Now you can unrelax. And each one of you, if each one of you told me how you pictured what I just read, I'm sure that all of you would have a little different story to tell. And because we can only imagine what this city would look like, because we can't actually see it as it really is or will be, we will call this faith. Faith that it will look like it's described and will really happen. Let's look at the definition of faith. The dictionary had a full page. It would take me a whole sermonette to give you this definition, but I picked a few words. Belief, trust, to trust in, confide in, unquestioning belief in God or religion, complete trust, confidence or reliance, faithfulness, fidelity, loyalty, allegiance to some person or thing, and the credibility of truth. Let's take a look at something that you can all see. I have here in my hand, everybody knows what this is a cell phone. Now you can see it. Most of you know what it does. You open it up, you can talk into it. It talks back to you. Sometimes you don't want to hear it, but you listen anyway. But you can see it. And in seeing it, you can trust that this is real. My point is that if you really see it, you can trust that what you're seeing is real. Let's look at the definition of trust. Confidence, reliance. Seems like those are the same words that were in faith. Resting of the mind on the integrity, veracity, justice, friendship, or other sound principle of another person or thing. Trustworthiness, loyalty. That was part of faith also. Like whosoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be saved. That which is confided to one's faith, to have trust or faith, to place reliance, to be confident. Now let's look at these two words that we have defined, faith and trust, and let's look at some examples of their use and see what we can learn. My wife, Elsa, and I live in downtown Edmonds, and we do quite a bit of walking. We like to walk. There's a lot of people down there that do a lot of walking. You're in the main part of town, and there's lots of streets. They're fairly level. I have a problem with walking because I want to see everything around me. I want to see the flowers. I want to see the houses. I want to see everything. And this problem that I have is that I run into trees and signposts and I leave my image there. And so what can we do to use faith and trust in this situation? And I'll try to explain it to you. Because I tend to walk into things, and Elsa is aware of this, she has faith that she does not, that if she does not say something, she can trust that I will surely run into whatever I'm not looking at. Now I, on the other hand, have faith that I will probably run into a sign, post, or guide wire, because I am looking at more important things. But I have trust in Elsa that she will say something before I leave my face print in another post or tree somewhere downtown. So what I'm trying to get across today is this trust and faith. And I'm going to do it now by going to the Bible. And I'd like for all of you to turn to the faith chapter, Hebrews 11. And I'm going to do some comparison between the NIV and the Complete Jewish Bible. Now there's many translations of the Bible and we can learn from all of them. I get to thinking that we have been having some fantastic sermons, and I think sermonettes as well, this year, with a lot of deep thought. One of them had some referral to the faith chapter in Hebrews 11. I was using the Complete Jewish Bible at the time to follow the speaker. What I discovered in Hebrews 11 did not even compare with what I discovered this morning as I was trying to finish up this sermonette. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and do a little comparison. I'm going to read first from the NIV. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. In the Jewish translation, it says, trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. In verse 3, it says, by faith we understand that I'm going to switch back and forth from the NIV. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. In the Jewish translation, it says, by trusting we understand that the universe was created through a spoken word of God, so that what is seen did not come into being out of existing phenomena. And I found it very interesting that in my Bible, in the NIV, the faith chapter says, by faith at the beginning. Jewish Bible, my complete translation of the Jewish Bible, it doesn't say by trust. And so my question is out to all of you. Why do you think that the translator, and the translator of this Jewish Bible was David Stearns. He's a rabbi and a Messianic Jew. And he first did the translation for the New Testament and followed with the Old Testament as the complete Bible. And I'm going to continue further to study this, and I hope maybe you will too, is why did he put trust instead of the word faith? And he did that in every verse in chapter 11. Wherever the NIV says faith, he says trust. And as I read before the definition of faith and trust, the similarities are all there. So was there a reason that he used trust instead of faith? I don't know the answer. I wish I did. But what I found out this morning was also very interesting. I looked in my NIV Bible into the concordance in the back, and I looked up the word faith. And I thought, well, I'll look at where it is in both Bibles. So I picked up the first one, and it was somewhere back in Genesis about Abraham. And I read it in the NIV, and it said faith. I read it in the Jewish Bible, and it said faith. And I went, wait a minute. So I went on and I went to two or three different chapters in the Old Testament, all the way to the last one, which was Malachi, and faith is faith in both Bibles. So I said, well, let's look at the New Testament. So I went to the New Testament, and let's go to Matthew. Matthew, where am I? Matthew 6 and verse 30. I will read it first from the NIV. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Now I'll read it from the translation of the Jewish Bible. If this is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, thrown in an oven, won't he much more clothe you? What little trust you have. So the very beginning of the New Testament, in place of faith, he uses trust. Let's do one more. Let's go to, I thought, well, maybe that was just something in Matthew. Let's go to Mark. This is Mark 2 in verse 5. And I want to go to the other one in this. In the NIV, it says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. In the Jewish Bible, it says, seeing their trust, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. So here in Matthew and Mark, and I'm sure that if there was other places in there, and I went through three different, or I went through four, I went through Mark, Luke, and John, and I found the same thing, that in the Jewish Bible, it's used, the word for faith is trust, and in the NIV, it's always the same, it's always faith. And so I'm wondering if the translator had something to think about as far as what the New Testament in Christ is all about, that he used trust, and only from my perspective, that trust is easier to see and understand because it's something you can grab onto, where faith is something you can't see and you can only try to imagine what it is. So I hope this is thought-provoking to look at these two things. I highly recommend this Complete Jewish Bible. I like it because it has a very understanding of the English. He did a beautiful job translating it, even better than I think the NIV. And he speaks from, you tend to notice the Jewish, I won't say accent, but the Jewish manner in which he portrays things. So in this, understanding faith and trust, I thought was very, very interesting. I think, in closing, there's an old saying, as a man thinks, so is he. Let's all think positive thoughts. I hope these two words, faith and trust, will give us thought-provoking reasons to study them and understand their likenesses and differences. Let's go out into this world in faith, that we can be preachers of God's word by the example that we portray, like our response in what we say and how our body language talks. Let's trust that the response of the recipient is positive to our eyes. This is what faith and trust is all about.